About 1:30 in the morning on Saturday morning a couple of weeks ago, my husband Ray woke me and said, I'm going out on winter patrol. I said, are you going alone? He said, yes. I said, nope, I'll go with you. And for the next 2 hours, my eyes were opened up as to what really happens on winter patrol overnight among the homeless. So I've asked Ray, who is vice president of New Life Evangelistic Center, to be my guest on this encounter show to share with you more about winter patrol and the homeless in the metro area. We're going to give you an inside look. Ray Redlick, welcome to Encounter.
Thank you, Judy. I'm privileged to be with you.
What is winter patrol?
Well, winter patrol is an outreach where people go out and find homeless people out on the streets and offer them help. Could be offering to bring them into a shelter, could be providing blankets, winter gloves and things like that, and also food, maybe sandwiches or packaged foods, and also bottled water. These are some of the things that we provide to people, and also just to be there as an encouragement, to offer prayer. I do that a lot with the people that I encounter out on the streets.
Winter patrol starts in November, and how long do you do it, and what frequency is it done?
I've been working through the New Life Evangelistic Center in doing winter patrol now for quite a few years, and we encourage the volunteers to start in November and to do it through March. Really, what we're trying to at least have the winter months covered, that's why we call it winter patrol. We also encourage the teams to do it on a weekly basis. We'd like to be able to know that every night of the week is covered. We don't presently have that right now, but that's our goal, to have every night of the week covered. And through the regularity like that, then we can build a good, solid outreach.
Where do you find most of the people?
Oh, that really varies, Judy. Of course, downtown is a greater concentration of homeless people because there are homeless services that are provided in that downtown area. But we find people all over, North City, South City, North County, South County, the Metro East area. There are homeless people everywhere. Maybe not in the same concentration as we find downtown, but we do find homeless people everywhere, and they come from everywhere. Homelessness is not an urban phenomenon. There are a lot of rural areas, and the sad thing is that in a lot of these areas, there are very few services available for people.
When you think about a homeless person, what do you consider as someone who's homeless?
We cannot stereotype people. They come from many different walks of life. In many cases, they are people that one thing has led to another and they lose their place to live. It might be domestic abuse. It might be caused by unemployment, which eventually leads to losing one's apartment. There are also other factors like mental illness, substance abuse, alcohol, and other addictive drugs, as well as the breakdown of the family, basically, I think is one of the contributing factors. So there's a lot of contributing factors. And so homeless people can range from somebody that has a college degree to somebody that doesn't know how to read and write. There's a lot of varying factors. Of course, we have all races. Through the New Life Evangelistic Center, we've ministered to people that are black, white, Hispanic, Asian, many different ethnic groups that have come through our shelter or that we've encountered out on the streets.
Desperate times in below freezing temperatures. Give us a couple of stories of people that you've served that you've been very concerned about.
I will change the names here to protect their identity, but I think of Shirley, a middle-aged woman that we are working with. Currently, I met her after the city closed down our shelter back in the springtime, and we started really accelerating our outreach on the streets because we were kind of like in exile, and we still are. So we're doing a lot more street outreach, going out to where the homeless people are, finding them on the street corners and the abandoned buildings.
Even during the day, not just at night.
Right, yeah. So the winter patrol as such is mainly a nighttime outreach, but it can be done during the day. And I've been doing a lot of that now with other staff from the New Life Evangelistic Center, going out, especially during the daytime, finding the people. And it's been a real eye-opener for me. Even though I've worked with homeless people for over 40 years, I've learned a whole lot in these past 8 months or so since I've been doing this heavy street outreach. And the lady I was talking about, Shirley, I met her at that time, and she was sitting on a bench along the sidewalk, and I could see that she had really gone through it, and she was dirty and unkempt, and I started to talk with her, and over the several months now, we've kind of followed her around. She stayed in various abandoned buildings. She stayed in an abandoned car wash for a while. At one point, she was beat up by a couple of guys that she was staying with in an abandoned building. And so she was beat up, and we found her lying out in the back walkway of the abandoned building there. We were able to help her to get into the hospital, calling the ambulance. So we've really tried to work with her, and we are continuing to do so. It's a challenging thing. It's not easy. It doesn't change.
What are some of the challenges you're facing with her?
Well, one of the things with Shirley is that she is an alcoholic. That's an addiction. She also comes from a very troubled background. She said that she was sexually abused by her dad when she was about 11, and she left home then, she said, and basically has been going from place to place since then, and she's in her early 50s now. So she's lived a very rough life, and people become accustomed to that. We also see a codependency. I mentioned earlier that she was beat up by a couple of guys she was staying with. Well, these are men that were also alcoholics themselves, and they become codependent upon one another. The women will often find men to stay with for protection when they're out on the streets, and of course, then sometimes that can work against them. They can become abused then too. So it is very tough, and sometimes people, because of their personality disorders and things like that, they don't want to be around crowds. They don't do very well in shelters. So that's the case with Shirley. We were able to get her into a motel. Now we are working together with BJC Behavioral Health, another agency that does a great job in reaching out to people to try to get her into permanent housing, a permanent apartment. So we're working on that. In the meantime, of course, we also share the Lord. We pray with her and we counsel her, and it's all involved with this type of outreach.
What other story can you share that have opened your eyes even more than Shirley's story?
Another lady by the name of Mary that similar. She's living in an abandoned building and also has an alcohol problem. And we are working again with BJC Behavioral Health. Some of their workers were able to help her to get off the streets. We took her into a rehab. I remember back in the early summer, we took her into a rehab hospital, and she went through that program there. And we continue to work with her, and it takes patience. Sometimes people relapse. Sometimes people don't do the things we'd like them to do. They don't make the right choices. So we want to be patient with them as the Lord is patient with all of us. So Mary is currently in an apartment. She's very happy. She's going through counseling and programs to help her to overcome her addiction, and that's another success story. And going back even maybe a few years back, I think of a man that was out in St. Louis County, living under his back porch. Well, it used to be his back porch, and he had some mental illness problems. Older man, middle-aged man, and the neighbor called and said, "Hey, this man's staying under the porch here. He used to live there, but the house was foreclosed on when his mother died, and he doesn't quite understand it's not his house anymore." And so we sent our team of volunteers out, and they befriended him. They came and helped him to staple up some plastic around the porch to protect him. And they brought him some hot soup. Some of the women made hot soup, and they brought it out to him. And they continued to visit him. And then at one point, finally, he said, "Oh, yeah, I'll come down to the shelter." And at first, he said no. He wouldn't come. So he did come down to the shelter, and he stayed a few nights. And then he actually joined our training program. Even though because of his mental illness, he wasn't able to maybe function as some of the others do in our training program, but at least he was in a Christian community, and it made a difference in his life. And the point I really want to emphasize about Frank's story is that these were just ordinary people, talking about the Winter Patrol volunteers, the team that went out to visit him under his back porch. They didn't have degrees in psychology or social work or anything like that. The police had tried to remove him from there a number of times, but he always went back. They were just unsuccessful to achieve any lasting help for him. But our volunteers, just ordinary people, going out caring, showing the love of Jesus, that's what made the difference.
How can people help?
Well, if somebody would like to get involved in the Winter Patrol, they can call me. My cell phone number is 314-910-1802. 314-910-1802, and they can call me. I'd be glad to talk with them and set them up on a certain time to go out with somebody who's done it before. They can learn about the Winter Patrol and hopefully start doing it on a regular basis.
Ray, one last question. How do you cope with fear that you might have of approaching homeless people?
Well, we come to see that they're real people. We go out in teams. That's one of the basic things. And you mentioned earlier, Judy, you went out with me that one night because you didn't want to see me go out by myself. But I saw such a crying need at that time to go check on somebody. That's why I wanted to do it. But it's good to go in teams, two or three, sometimes more. When we approach somebody, if you see somebody lying down on a loading dock or something like that, we call out first. We identify ourselves, Winter Patrol. And usually people are grateful to get some kind of help. The homeless, by and large, are not the people that will attack you. It's the people that aren't homeless that are usually the most dangerous. The homeless people are more often the victims of crime. Just use common sense. Pray. We go together in teams, and we use these principles, like I said, to identify yourself, let people know who you are, why you're there. At worst, they may just say no thanks. So those are some of the things we keep in mind.
If people are running into homeless people on the streets or they're carrying signs that say, we work for money, we're homeless, what tips do you give to people about helping them?
I don't usually recommend giving out money. Now, in some cases, I have. But sometimes what I'll do is I really feel the Lord leading me. I may pull over and actually get out of my car and try to talk to the person rather than just handing them something. Well, that's not always possible. But if I have the opportunity, I also like to keep granola bars and things like that in the car that I can hand them rather than giving them cash. And usually they're happy to get those things. And also bus tickets. If you can buy a book of tickets for the local bus line and give them a couple of bus tickets, that's another thing that people can really appreciate and they can use. It'll really help them a lot. Also, to let them know about shelters that are open. I know through the New Life Evangelistic Center, we're hoping to get our facility reopened again. First of all, just providing daytime services. And then at a later time, the overnight shelter, because there is such a tremendous need for a walk-in shelter in the St. Louis area.
What are some of the myths of homeless people that people have?
Well, one of the things is that people tend to think that all homeless people are alike, that you can just look at somebody and say they're homeless. And oh, sometimes that's true, but that doesn't mean that they're all alike. As I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of different factors contributing to homelessness. Many homeless people are well-educated. They're not just a, what you call, a homogeneous group where they all have the same background, same values, the same way of life, and so forth. So there are differences. Homeless people are generally not drifters. I know that sometimes people use the expression a drifter. Some of them are, yes. But for the most part, the homeless people that I've encountered in my ministry here in over 40 years in the St. Louis area is that they're local people. I mean, they might be from the county, they might be from the city or metro east area, but generally speaking, the homeless people that we serve in the St. Louis area are people that have lived all or most of their lives in the St. Louis area. So that's an important thing that people need to understand, that very often somebody is marginally homeless. I mean, they might be homeless for a time and they might get a job and be able to get an apartment for a while. They might get laid off, various factors, various things happen, and they lose their apartment, then they become homeless again. So they're kind of right on the edge. That's what I see of so many of the people, both young and old.
Homeless people of all ages, all types, doesn't matter what class they're originally from. Anyone could become homeless. Ray Redlich, Vice President of the New Life Evangelistic Center, he's also my husband, has been my guest on this edition of Encounter. Ray, if people would like more information about how they can serve the homeless or get involved with the Winter Patrol, how can they reach you?
My number is 314-910-1802. My main number, that's 314-421-3020.
Or they can look at the website, newlifeevangelisticcenter.org. I'm Judy Redlich. Ray, thanks for joining me. I hope that this program has opened your eyes to the reality of who the homeless really are.